Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rotman. New details into that child found dead in an alley in downtown Kansas City.
Police say the young boy fell to his death from an apartment building. Surveillance footage reportedly from the Grand Boulevard lofts confirmed that the child fell from the building midday Monday near 10th Street and Grand Boulevard. The boy was under the age of 12, and his death investigation is still labeled as suspicious. I'm Bridget Dixon.
Five people were injured Monday afternoon after a police chase led to a crash in Overland Park. The crash happened near 119th Street and Blue Valley Parkway. The incident started with three people suspected of stealing from a TJ Maxx near 159th and U.S. 69. During a chase, the vehicle ran through a red light, hitting another vehicle. The Kansas Highway Patrol is investigating. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Each day we choose to take steps forward, to look out for each other, to put a smile on someone's face just because you can. This is our home, our heart. Simply put, we are your family, your neighbors, your friends. We are Kansas. Local makes a difference. That's why Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas is proud to be the trusted choice of more Kansans than anyone else. Health insurance enrollment is open now through January 15th. Shop Blue today.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
My son, Ricky, took his life by the use of a firearm. It broke me, and I contemplated suicide. My grandson, I was going to have to be here for him. I still own my firearm. I keep it in a safe because I want to keep my grandson and myself safe.
Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by...
The spirit of Christmas is glimmering at Garden Gate, etc., and you're invited to share in the spirit. Don't get caught up with all the rush of the season when you can leisurely browse around and see all the decor and gift-giving ideas for everyone on your list. Candles, snowmen, cardinals, nativities, and angels. Dip and cheese ball mixes, and personalized florals, too. You'll appreciate the big city shopping experience with small-town friendliness at Garden Gate, etc. They're one in a million, not like a million others.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Governor Kelly announced that the Kansas Department of Revenue will pause production on the license plate design that was revealed last Wednesday and create a process to receive public input before selecting a final design. Governor Kelly said she promised to be a bipartisan governor, and she's heard everyone loud and clear about their dislike for this design. She said elected officials should be responsive to their constituents, which is why they are adjusting the process so Kansans can provide direct input on the state's next license plate. One of the challenges of designing a license plate is meeting the primary reason license plates exist, to be clear and easy to read. Kansans will have the opportunity to vote for their favorite design among several that follow guidelines that comply with the needs of law enforcement entities and best practices that are established by the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators. And that includes that the license plate numbers will be seven digits, any phrase, motto, or slogan must be placed at the bottom of the license plate, any graphic must be placed on the right or left side of the license plate number. Graphics must not resemble letters, numbers, or special characters in a way that would interfere with the ability to read the license plate number. The background design must not interfere with the ability to read the license plate number. And the license plate must have a light background behind the license plate number. And the license plate number must be black. The governor's office will share more details on license plate options, the voting process, and how this announcement impacts the transition from embossed to print-on-demand plates. Kansas State University researchers are part of a team that has been awarded a $2 million grant from the National Science Foundation to develop technology to enhance the safety of prescribed burning. Prescribed burning is when vegetation is intentionally set on fire as a technique for managing land and natural resources, and it offers a variety of benefits. Controlled fires replenish soil nutrients, increase forage production for livestock, and decrease invasive overgrowth. And they also reduce the risk and impact of uncontrolled wildfires by removing built-up vegetation. However, prescribed fires also carry safety and environmental concerns. An escaped or reignited fire can cause damage and injuries, and smoke causes air pollution in nearby and downwind communities. The project, Smart and Safe Prescribed Burning for Rangeland and Wildland Urban Interface Communities, connects innovative research in social sciences and engineering to develop technology to support safer burning practices. The project uses data collected through satellite imagery, uncrewed aircraft systems, and crowd sensing through landowner partners who conduct prescribed burns to develop the technologies. Other institutions involved in the project are Georgia State University, the University of Kansas, and the University of Missouri, and they're working on fire behavior modeling, grassland fuel mapping, and hot spot detection. Each year, there's a Medicaid Advantage open enrollment period from January 1st through March 31st, and during this time, if you're in a Medicare Advantage plan and want to change your health plan, you can switch to a different Medicare Advantage plan with or without drug coverage, or go back to original Medicare, and if needed, also join a Medicare prescription drug plan. To help with Medicare costs, low-income seniors and adults with disabilities may qualify to receive financial assistance from a Medicare Savings Program, or MSP. MSPs help millions of Americans access high-quality health care at a reduced cost, yet only about half of eligible people are enrolled. MSPs cover Medicare premiums and may also cover Medicare deductibles, coinsurance, and copayments if individuals meet the eligibility requirements in their state. Enrolling in an MSP offers relief from these Medicare costs, allowing people to spend money on other necessities like food, housing, or transportation. The Low Income Subsidy Program, also called Extra Help, is a Medicare program that helps qualifying individuals pay Part D premiums, deductibles, coinsurance, and other costs, and enrollees can save nearly $300 per year on average, according to estimates. Up to 3 million seniors and people with disabilities could benefit from the Extra Help program but aren't currently enrolled. Individuals who enroll in MSPs automatically qualify for help affording prescription drugs through the Extra Help program. For more information, you can visit cms.gov. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The solution to paying your medical bills is here. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic have partnered with Epic River Patient Finance to provide a hassle-free program that won't wreak havoc on your finances and credit. All patients qualify, regardless of credit history. You pick your monthly payment amount and the duration of the loan. All loans are fixed rate with low interest and no fees, funded by Equity Bank. Contact us at 785-877-3351 or visit the patient accounts page at ntcohosp.com to learn more.
On Tuesday, U.S. Department of Agriculture Rural Development Kansas State Director Christy Davis announced that the USDA is investing $418,318 in grants that will expand markets for agricultural producers and strengthen food and agriculture supply chains in rural Kansas. This announcement is part of a larger national announcement that includes 36 other states and Puerto Rico. In Kansas, a $220,818 grant will be used to double the production of Elm Creek Beef's value-added products while implementing targeted marketing techniques to grow and diversify their customer base. Working capital funds will be used for marketing, labor, raw agricultural commodity, and retail supplies for this Hoyt business, and three jobs will be created as a result of the project. And a $192,500 grant will be used to expand Bow Creek Ranch LLC's packaged and frozen yak meat product line to diversify into new markets and increase sales. Working capital funds will be used for marketing, travel, additional raw commodity, additional labor, and processing costs. And the Lenora business expects to create two part-time jobs as a result of this project. Davis said when they invest in rural small businesses, they are forging a new future for Kansas's small towns, as this program gives Kansans more local food options while broadening markets for rural entrepreneurs. Grain growers in western Kansas who plan to campaign for a seat on one of the state's five grain commodity commissions, corn, grain sorghum, soybeans, wheat, or sunflowers, are reminded of the November 30th, 2023 filing deadline for petitions signatures. The 2024 election will cover districts 1, 2, and 3, or the western third of Kansas, and includes in District 1, Cheyenne, Decatur, Graham, Norton, Rawlins, Sheridan, Sherman, and Thomas counties. To be eligible to run for any of the five commodity commissions, the candidate must have been actively engaged in growing that commodity, either corn, grain sorghum, soybeans, wheat, or sunflowers, within the preceding 5 years, and may only represent the district of their primary residence. Candidates must gather 20 signatures from eligible growers to be included on the 2024 ballot, and no more than 5 signatures from any one county can be used to qualify a candidate. Eligible growers are Kansas residents who will reach the age of 18 before the election and who have grown corn, grain sorghum, soybeans, sunflowers, or wheat for the last 3 years. Candidates can complete their petition online, and the portal is available at agriculture.ks.gov/KGCVoter. Beginning Friday, December 1st, the annual permits for Kansas State Parks will go on sale online at state park offices and at licensed vendor locations, and they include the annual vehicle permit, the annual vehicle permit for senior or disabled Kansas residents, the unconventional vehicle permit, which can be purchased at the state park offices, the annual camping permit, and the 14-day camping permit. Beginning December 8, 2023 at 12 noon, campsite reservations for the prime season, April 1st through October 31st, will open for Kansas State Parks that include Cedar Bluff, Cheney, Kannapolis, Meade, Milford, Perry, Pomona, Sand Hills, Tuttle Creek, Webster, and Prairie Dog. And beginning December 15th at 12 noon, campsite reservations for the prime season, April 1st through October 31st, will open for the remaining Kansas State Parks. Park goers who want to have the best chances possible being able to reserve a campsite for a desired date or dates during prime season should familiarize themselves with campitks.com or reserveamerica.com and ensure that they have a seamless login with an existing complete profile or create a new account for anyone that's brand new to either website. Download the CampitKS mobile app for access on the go, and mark down the launch dates for permit sales and 2024 reservations. To view a complete list of state parks in Kansas, including maps and list of amenities, you can visit ksoutdoors.com/state-parks. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
In a market like the one we're going through, some people shy away from investing altogether, thinking it's too risky. But it's important to bear in mind that not investing can also be a risk to your financial future. Hi, I'm Philip Eisenhagen, your Norton Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Whatever the market, investing a little bit at a time, also called systematic investing, can add up. And though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it is a way to help take the emotion out of investing. Let's talk. Contact me today at 785-877-3373. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. It may seem crazy, but a potential solution to the ongoing labor shortage is to let your pigs vaccinate themselves against certain common diseases. Boehringer Ingelheim has developed a new administration method for its oral salmonella and Lawsonia vaccines, Enterasol Salmonella TC and Enterasol Ileitis that vaccinates young pigs when they chew on designated formats in farrowing crates. Dr. Greg Klein, senior key account veterinarian with Boehringer Ingelheim, said that swine producers need to vaccinate for these diseases because of how common they are.
Data has shown that more than 90% of all the herds in the United States are Lawsonia positive, and Salmonella may be a bit underappreciated, but that number is probably in the range of 60% that we can find Salmonella in herds in the U.S. It's very, very common to see those things. You know, and these are both generally Salmonella typhimurium and Lawsonia. Not going to be that dramatic mortality loss, but boy, pigs get uneven. They don't grow. They increase your costs because they don't convert feed, you know, as well. And recent research has shown that when you have salmonella and Lawsonia together and ileitis together, it isn't an additive effect. It's a multiplicative effect.
Dr. Klein said while the method isn't easier for the producer, it's less stressful for the pigs.
You know what baby pigs do? Something new comes in the environment. What is this? And that's exactly what they do when you apply the vaccine on the comfort mat, is these baby pigs come over and checking it out, and rather they vaccinate themselves. Now that's pretty simple. It's oral, so there's very little to no stress on the baby pigs, but there's also very little to no stress on the humans that are giving the vaccines, as opposed to picking one up, squirting in their mouth, or even giving injections. So yeah, it's really low stress for the pig and for the human.
That's Dr. Greg Klein of Boehringer Ingelheim, and this is the Kansas Ag Network.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire. Brady.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Sunny with a few clouds and mild across our state through the afternoon. And then we have some big changes coming up tomorrow. Low pressure will be developing near the panhandles and moving east, along with a cold front dropping in from the northern Rockies. For today, our temperatures will be well into the 50s in the central and western counties, with that pocket of cooler air still hanging around the east central counties. It'll be a lot cooler statewide tomorrow. As for precipitation, it looks like the best chances will be in central and especially southeastern Kansas. That stronger ridge is still in place over the Rockies, so we get that low pressure lee trough warming our temperatures in the western counties. Mostly 40s east and central for this afternoon. We might get a few mid-level clouds drifting through the western counties. By this evening, a low-pressure center will develop over the panhandles, with a secondary low moving in from the Great Basin. Partly cloudy and breezy this evening. After midnight, our cold front starts moving in from the northwest. Thursday, the panhandle low intensifies and a batch of moist air will be moving in. It'll be a lot cooler tomorrow in the western and central counties. Only 30s and 40s there. We'll stay in the low 50s in the east. A few showers will be popping up by about midday tomorrow in the southeastern counties as that cold front makes its way across our state. The low will tap into some moist air from the southern plains, and by afternoon we'll have a pretty good chance of precipitation in the central and eastern counties lasting into early Friday. This afternoon in our northwestern counties will be in the upper 50s with low 20s overnight, mid to upper 50s north central, and tonight mid 20s to low 30s. Upper 40s in the northeast and low to mid 30s for the overnight. Upper 50s southwest, and tonight we're in the low to mid 20s. Upper 40s and low 50s in the south central counties. Tonight we're looking at low to mid 30s. Low to mid 50s southeast, and tonight we're in the low 40s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
And all of their frustrations come beating on your door. To all my father held so dear, I know that I'm a hostage to all his hopes and fears. I just wish I could have told him in the living years.
Say
it loud.
Say
it loud.
passed away. I didn't get to tell him all the things I had to say. I think I caught his spirit later that same year. I'm sure I heard his echo in my baby's newborn tears. I just wish I could have told him in the living years. So say it, say it, say it.
Your favorite classic hits from the 60s, 70s, and 80s can be heard all day and all night on KQNK AM 1530 and KQNK FM 106.7.